Our focus has been about expanding non-discrimination. So whether it was the most recent win with St. Louis County or going all the way back to what originally started this about a year and a half ago, University City extending a domestic partner registry, it's been a phenomenal expansion. We now have gone from roughly 20% of the population to almost a full third of the population receiving basic protections in housing, employment, and public accommodations.
Is there any victory that is particularly sweet?
I would say the county is the strongest piece for us because in 2007, the vote did not go our way. It was 3-4 against us. And seeing it come full swing, it's a great victory for us.
The city has had a non-discrimination language for about 20 years. What's taken the county and the cities within the county so long to get on board with that?
It's a lot of public education. Understanding that you have more and more people coming out. And I think that the most powerful thing someone who is LGBT or even our allies can do is speak out against discrimination when they see it. And the more and more you know someone who is LGBT, the more it breaks down those barriers.
Where do you hope that these little pieces begin to lead?
I think that every time that we expand basic protections for the LGBT community, we see a greater number of people realize that you can be fired in this state if you're gay. The more we get that basic talking point across, the more people understand that there is discrimination against the LGBT community. So the long march is towards a statewide non-discrimination protections. That would include the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, which is basically an update to the human rights statute that extends protections in employment, public accommodations, and housing.
Looking nationally, you guys had a lot of things to celebrate as well. What did you see out there that you hope to strive for in this state?
Well, certainly marriage is on everyone's radar. It's not really much of a reality for us here in Missouri through either the ballot initiative or through the legislature. But with the movement of the Supreme Court taking up two particular cases, it's of great optimism that I look at those cases. However, I also have great caution around that as well, just because these were not the original cases that many anticipated to be picked up by the Supreme Court.
Anything out there where you sit and say, if I had had X or Y, it could have been an even better year in 2012.
We certainly always look for a better year. I believe that we are on the precipice of a historic expansion of LGBT equality. With a president that supports full marriage rights, the Democratic Party finally embracing that, I do see hope and optimism. Realistically, Missouri is still a bit of a challenging state, but I do believe we are working in the correct way, and we are changing hearts and minds.